Every day, families with critically ill children face the unthinkable, being far from home while their child receives life-saving medical care. Ronald McDonald House Charities Bay Area steps in to ease this burden, providing no-cost housing, free meals, and comprehensive support services to families whose children are being treated at the Bay Area's leading children's hospitals, including Lucile Packard Children's Hospital Stanford and UCSF Benioff Children's Hospitals in San Francisco and Oakland. But we can't do it alone. Your support, through donations or volunteering, helps families stay close to each other and the expert care they need. Visit rmhcbayarea.org to learn how you can make a lasting impact.
Hey everybody, welcome to Shark Snapshot. This is your host Charanbir Mahal from INDTV USA. You can also listen to our show on the Sharks Audio Network. Just go to the Sharks app and click on the audio tab. Well, before we get to the matchup against the Dallas Stars, let's look at a few things that happened this week. Well, first, the trade of Mikael Granlund and Cody Ceci. Well, that was followed by two matchups right here at the SAP Center. The first of those two matchups was against the Canadiens. So the question was, after losing two great players from the lineup, how will the Sharks perform? Well, Sharks performed well in that game. They were a little sloppy in the penalty area, but nonetheless, that game Sharks lost in regulation 4-3. They were tied in the third, but in the last 5 minutes, they had a power play opportunity, but ended up giving a shorthanded goal in that, and that's how the game ended. Well, since then, the Sharks have regrouped, and now they were ready for the Vancouver Canucks. Now, the Canucks had beat the Sharks twice in the season, so that was the third matchup between the Canucks and the San Jose Sharks. Now, that game's the San Jose Sharks played a much, much tighter game defensively, great goaltending, and overall, that was a great performance. Sharks did get 1 point in that game, but they fall in the overtime. In the overtime, Macklin Celebrini got a penalty, and the referees awarded the Canucks with a penalty shot, and that's how that very anti-climaxly that game had ended. Now, a few things to notice there. One is, since the absence of CeCe for the Sharks defense, the couple of guys that have really stepped up and shouldered a lot of the burdens, well, all the six defensemen did, but especially Jake Walman. He spent 27 minutes and 1 second of ice time in that last matchup. That is huge. I believe that might be his record with the San Jose Sharks this season. And also Mario Ferraro has been taking up a lot of ice time as well. But that game, much better game, especially defensively. Sharks were not as good in the penalty area as they should have been. But nonetheless, the first penalty, Mario and Jake Waldman were stuck in the Shark zone for literally the whole 2 minutes, but they were able to kill the penalty, and that is the key. And the second thing was, Vitek in the net was just amazing. Just keeping that to like a 20 shots on goal he got, but he was really solid. And that was another key that Sharks really needed him to make the big saves, and he did when he needed to. So first, let's go to Vitek, what he said after the game about his performance. So Vitek, you seem to be locked in all night long.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's been a long time after an injury, so I tried to lock in and then focus just on the game, and then wasn't too bad, but still us.
How tough is that in overtime? You know, you get to overtime, the late goal and a penalty shot. Just how frustrating, and I guess not a letdown, but how frustrating is that on your end to have it end like that?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you're buzzing whole game, you know. At the end, we scored a goal for 1-1, and then he called this. So I don't think it was a penalty shot, but it's what it is.
And now let's talk to Jake Walman and Mario Ferraro about the Sharks' defense, how they have settled in after trade of Cody Ceci. Since you do spend the most time as a defender on the ice, and you get paired obviously, you know, with more than one defender, who do you kind of seem like have the most chemistry with?
I know.
That's a tough one.
Well, it's just. Yeah, I can play with anybody. It doesn't really matter. But I think everybody has the capabilities to be a top defender on our team. So it's about mental kind of focus and that mentality. And when you're out there, you're expected to play against and shut down the top guys in the other team. And I think it's a good opportunity for everybody to kind of take that role and kind of get excited to do that. So yeah, it's what I've learned kind of in the last few years, just kind of watching those matchups and getting excited to go against the top guys.
And you and Jake kind of hold the fort pretty much, defensively, spend most of the, time on ice. You guys do, I'm sure always the highest ice time guys. And yesterday you guys were locked in on that first PK for 2 minutes. How do you see that penalty kill? I mean, you guys killed it successfully, obviously.
Yeah, it was a tough one. There were some breakdowns, but some good things. We've been doing a little bit better job in the neutral zone on our penalty kill and trying not to give some free entries away. So we could tighten some things up. We've had a little bit of slumps in the previous game before that, but I think we did a lot better last night. They got one with 7 seconds left or whatever it was in the PK, just a tough one. But overall, I thought our PK was pretty good, a lot more aggressive and a lot more confident last night, taking away some passing lanes. So if we continue to do that and we continue to be aggressive and not let them seam us and things like that, the little details, it'll go a long way.
Well, tonight, San Jose Sharks are taking on the Dallas Stars. Cody Ceci and Mikael Granlund are back in San Jose with the Dallas Stars for the first time since that trade. And it's really early for them to really get adjusted to all that. Not too long ago, they were playing on the opposite jersey right here at the SAP Center. Here's Cody talking about his experience and how he's going to hang out with some of the boys during the break.
Obviously, just with that, what's your emotions, just so quickly after getting traded, walking into a building? Obviously, it was your first year here. What's the emotions walking in here, just kind of in a whirlwind week here?
Yeah, it's been a weird week for sure, especially coming back this soon. Feels like I just left, and then just being so familiar with the building now, coming in the other way, it's just different.
Cody, do you have plans with anybody tonight?
No, but my whole break is planned with the other side,
how
so I'll see
going?
Them all for break. Yeah, we're going to Hawaii. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Obviously, with the trade and everything here, how was it just having Mikhail with you? Obviously, maybe you might know a couple guys on this team already, but just to have a guy you've been with all season and know where you're at, and especially a guy like Mikhail, how has that been? Just you two as a pair kind of coming in, change the scenery together.
Yeah, it helps for sure, especially the travel day and then just getting to the rink for the first time on that first game day. Helped to have someone with me, and then the guys on the other team helped just getting us up to speed right away and making us feel at home.
Did you know anybody on the roster before the trade?
Yeah, I played with Duchesne back in the day in Ottawa, and then Dumba at a World Championships, and then some other guys I had met off the ice, but those are the guys I played with.
Now, Mikael Granlund talked about a lot of the things with Sharks. Well, first of all, he said he had struggled in his last with the last couple of teams when he was traded, and with the San Jose Sharks, he had a great success, which eventually led to this trade, which is great for Mikael because he's playing some really meaningful hockey here, and the Dallas Stars are looking to go deep in the playoffs. So here's Mikael talking about his journey in San Jose and what really made things click for him in San Jose.
It's a little weird to come to the building that you went to the other side a week ago. So, but it is what it is, and I'm excited to be here.
How much does San Jose for your career mean to you? Obviously, the trade to Pittsburgh really didn't go well for you, and then you kind of revitalized your career here. What does your 2 years in San Jose mean to you in your career?
Personally, it was great. With everything that was going on before I got here, I knew it's I'm gonna get probably a good opportunity to play and I know we all played some good hockey, so it was big for me, and obviously I'm thankful for all the help from the organization and from a lot of guys with the staff and players. So it was great.
obviously the impact that you had in the locker room, not only as an assistant captain, but just on guys like Eklund and Zetterlin and even some of the other new guys that came in this year. Just do you recognize, are you able to see, kind of looking back, like how much you influenced them or how much, you know, you really helped out not just the young guys but everybody in that locker room?
Yeah, I mean, you're just trying to do your thing out there, you know, like you're not really, it's not your first thought. You just want to play good hockey and all that. But at the same time, I'm sure the way I worked and the way I wanted to help some of the younger guys, I'm glad if it meant something for them and they got something out of that. That was something I really wanted to do, you know, as an older player, to give a little bit of an example, maybe how you need to work and handle yourself in this league to become a better player. So if they got something out of that, I'm really proud of that.
Now with that, let's go to the coach. We had a chance to speak with him prior to, you know, to the start of the game, and he talked about the impact of Granlund and CC and how easy it was to be able to just, you know, have them plugged right into his lineup, since both of those guys are experienced and veteran.
Coach, how has it been to be able to plug in Granlund and CC without any practice right off the bat? Yeah. How's your experience like with them?
You know what? It helps that they're veteran players. You know, they both have a lot of games under their belt. They both have playoff games under their belt. They both have played for multiple organizations and different coaches. So, you know, that makes it easier than, you know, a lot easier than bringing up a young guy, you know, who doesn't have that experience and is really learning everything for the first time. So I think they've fit in seamlessly and really easily.
What were your impressions of both players before they came here?
Yeah, it's a good question, Shang. I mean, CC firsthand, you know, in Edmonton last year, obviously in the conference finals, I thought he was really solid for them, you know, and played a lot of playoff games for that team over the last 2 years. And Granlund, I've known, you know, coaching, he's always been in the West all the way back to Nashville, and you know, I've always admired his game from the other bench and how versatile he is, how he makes other people quietly better around him. And then you talk to the Finns in our team, you know, who know him intimately, and you know what a great person and leader he is.
Well, with that, let's get to the tonight's matchup as the San Jose Sharks take on the Dallas Stars. The Stars are currently in the second spot in Central Division with 70 points, while the San Jose Sharks are dead last in the Pacific Division with just 37 points. Now, the San Jose Sharks had played Dallas Star twice this season, and we had lost both of those matchups. But tonight is the third and final matchup between these two teams, and here's the chance for the San Jose Star to have one more crack at getting a win against the Dallas Stars. Now, on the scores over the last five games for the San Jose Sharks, Tyler Toffoli is leading the team with 3 goals, 2 assists, and 5 points, while for the Dallas Stars, Johnson has 4 goals and 6 points, while Hines has 4 assists. With that, let's get to the tonight's matchup for the San Jose Sharks. Let's get to the tonight's projected lineup for the San Jose Sharks. On the top line tonight is William Eklund with Macklin Celebrini and Tyler Toffoli. On the second line is Fabian Zetterlund, Andrew Podorowski with Will Smith. In the third line is Colin Graf with Luke Cunning and Clem Costin. He's questionable whether he will be in the lineup or not, but let's see. We spoke with Coach just earlier. He said he's a question mark. On the fourth line is Barclay Goodrow with Ty Dellandrea and Walker Duehr. In the defense tonight is Jake Wallman with Henry Thrun, Mario Ferraro with Jack Thompson, and Shakir Mukhammadullin with Timothy Liljegren. In the net tonight is Vitek Vanacek, who's getting his second consecutive start tonight. With that, let's go to the first period. Well, Dallas Stars coach Peter DeBoer put Granlund and CC on the ice as the starters. So right from the faceoff, they were on the ice, and he got that out of the way. And on the very next shift by Macklin Celebrini, that 70s line, Henry Thrun sort of turned the puck around in the neutral zone, and the rush went the other way. Eventually, the puck ended up on the backboards, and that's where Macklin Celebrini made a pass right in front of the net onto the tape of William Eklund, and he took a one-timer shot from there and put it on the top shelf and made it 1-0 Sharks early on.
Eklund will chip on the boards. Toffoli throws it right back in. Here's Celebrini after it. He'll take a look as he gets to the corner. They score! What a pass! What a play! What a goal!
And just over a minute later, at 2:46 into that first period, Andrew Podorowski skated the puck down the left board, went near the goal line, and then he dropped a pass in the slot on the tape of Will Smith. Will took a hard shot on goal, but that puck got deflected and it ended up on the right of the goal onto the tape of Fabian Zetterlein. He took one whack at it, but it popped back out, but then he picked it up again and just swung it around the post and put it in the net. And just like that, at 2:46 into that first period, the Sharks were already up 2-0.
In for Andrew Podorowski. Podorowski in, back for Smith.
Well, that two-goal lead ended very quickly, as on the very next shift, Mikael Granlund stripped the puck of Ty Dellandrea in that right circle, and it went to the slot and ended up on the tape of Matt Duchene, who took a hard shot on goal there, but the puck got deflected off the skate or the foot of Jake Wallman into the net, which cut the Sharks' lead to just one goal.
Fabian Zetterlund with his 15th goal of the year. And the Sharks off to a quick start. Here's Smith and Podorowski, the assist. Here's Matt Duchene. He scores. And the goal is coming in bunches. It's 2-1 early.
And halfway through that period, Matt Dumba took a hard shot from near the blue line on top of the right circle. And puck got deflected off one of the bodies, changed direction. Vitek made a right kick save, but the rebound ended up to his right onto the tape of Jason Robertson, and he put it into a wide open net and tied the game at 2.
Side, Roope Hintsu will represent Finland in the upcoming Four Nations tournament. Out front looking for that feed from Robertson, but he fans. Michelle, and now from the blue line, rebound chance, and Robertson ties the game.
Well, after that goal, coach sort of benched Henry Thrun. We didn't see much of him at all after that. In the second half of that period, he just had around 2:40 of ice time in the first period. But just 3 minutes after that, Mason Marchman sort of dug the puck off from the backboard. There was a crowd gathered there. He just kind of picked the puck off from the backboard, wrapped it around that right post, just slapped it in the Sharks' net, and made it 3-2 Stars.
The Sharks got those two quick ones in the first 2:46, has been in the Sharks' defensive zone. They're being outshot 13-3 right now as Liljegren falls down in a collision with Marchman, and the puck goes in! Mason Marchman!
Well, the things get from bad to worse for the San Jose Sharks in the second period. Sharks came out with a little bit of a bounce, so there were a few good shifts by the Sharks. William Eklund had a couple of great scoring chances, but the Stars were able to hold the Sharks back, and then they started to push back more and more. About just over six minutes into that second period, Stars had a great chance where Vitek was out of the net and puck was sitting right there by the goal line in the blue paint. Will Smith quickly got to it. He cleared it, threw it behind the goal line, but then he went back to clear it and it went over the glass, which put him in the sin bin. So the Stars get another power play here. And on the power play, Thomas Harley took a hard shot from the left blue line that was deflected in the net by Matt Duchene, and that made it 4-2 Stars.
I thought it was his best game of the year. He wasn't reckless, and they score. Just like that, the Dallas Stars get the power play goal. It's 4-2.
Well, just over 15 minutes into that second period, Maverick Bourque sort of picked up the puck on top of the right circle between the blue line and the circle, and he just took a couple of strides and just ripped a laser to the far side and made it 5-2 Stars.
He'll pound it back toward the goal with Grundstrom in front. Out it comes to Jamie Benn for Dallas. Drops it for Bork, and he scores! Maverick Bork, a wrist shot, beating Vanacek cleanly. It's 5-2. That's 5 unanswered.
Well, initially I thought after that goal, coach might take Vitek out, but he didn't. That was the 5th unanswered goal by the Dallas Stars. But that's how the second period ended, 5-2 Stars. But Stars also outshot the Sharks, 22-14. San Jose started the third period down 5-2. Now, usually, 3-goal lead in a hockey game is deadly. But it seemed like the Sharks were beginning to settle in, and it seemed like they might score a goal and narrow that gap to just 2 goals. But that did not happen tonight. Just after halfway through that third period, Oscar Beck took a shot from that left circle towards the goal, and Wyatt Johnson tipped it in and made it 6-2.
6 last year, 41 the year before that. Tonight he hits the 20-goal mark as Blackwell's shot goes wide. There's a goal for Johnston. Great redirection, top corner, 6-2.
Well, less than 2 minutes later, Thomas Harley skated the puck to the left circle and wristed a shot to that top left corner. There was hardly any space, but the puck found its way in and made it 7-2.
Cuts to the inside. That's blocked by Thrun. Lindell and Harley, and he scores.
Well, at this point, the San Jose coach put the fourth line on. That was already -3. They didn't have a great night either. But in this case, Carl Grundstrom skated with the puck down to the left circle, and he took a hard shot on goal. Goalie made the save, but the puck bounced off to the goalie's left or towards the right circle. And that's where Walker Duehr shot it in the wide open net as the goalie was moving from his right to left and cut the lead by 1 goal. So at this point, it was 7-3.
The Lamb, Thomas Harley, the defenseman with his 9. Here's Grundstrom, and they score on the rebound. It's Walker Duehr.
Well, after that Sharks goal, just about 30 seconds later, Jamie Benn got a wide open breakaway, and he just skated straight down to slot and put one in the net for a final score of 8-3 Stars.
Now Thompson, that's deflected by Celebrini, but stopped by Smith. Now a breakaway, Jamie Benn scores.
Well, Macklin Celebrini's line was really buzzing in the beginning. They even had a goal, but eventually that fizzled out. Here's Celebrini talking about what went wrong tonight.
What's your reaction after a game like that?
I mean, can't be happy. I mean, anytime you lose 8 goals, you're going to lose. So it's not on V. I thought he made some amazing saves for us. It's on us. Just got to be better.
Was it maybe just kind of riding too much of a high after a quick start? What went wrong? What things, it started so well, what changed so quickly?
I mean, they're one of the best teams in the league, and we got on them early, and I don't think you can expect them to just roll over, and I don't think we necessarily did that to an extent, but it's also, you got to kind of control their pushback, and a team like that's going to throw everything they got, especially last game before break. I mean, you can't really expect them to just give up.
Well, it seemed like at the end of that first period, it was just a 1-goal game. It was 3-2. So we asked Luke Cunning, what was the discussion during that first break and what happened after that?
Luke, last game before the break, what's just your immediate reaction to a game like that that just started so well and turned so quickly?
Yeah, just disappointing. Great first 5. Just downhill from there. They're a structured team. They play the same way throughout the whole game. We gotta we got to know that. We got to be better, not give them chances, and looks like we did. Left V out to dry most of the night, so it's got to be a lot better than that.
What changed? I mean, obviously that start so well. I mean, like what it I mean, did you guys just give a puck away and just momentum change, or what went wrong there?
I don't know. I mean, it happened quick. Like I said, good start for us, and got to find ways to just keep going, even when they get one. But yeah, that can't happen.
So at the end of the first period, it seemed like you guys are still pretty much in it. It's a 3-2 game. What happened during that first period? What did you guys talk about, and what happened after?
Just that we got to get back to, you know, playing the way we did the first five, really. You know, what we talked about in here, I mean, we discussed it. We knew what we had to do. We were talking. We thought we had the right approach. Obviously not there. And then just kept coming and coming. And it's on us. Yeah, it's got to be a lot better.
Well, William Eklund was the best player tonight for the San Jose Sharks. He also ended 11-game goal drought because he scored early on in that first period. So, William, you guys had a great start. What happened after that 5-10 minutes?
We stopped playing, I feel like. Didn't play to our best. We played their game, and that's, we know we're not skilled enough to play their game right now. And, you know, we got to stick to our game. And we did that for 5-10 minutes, but after that, we didn't do it.
When the Stars pushed back like they did, what, you know, ideally, what should you guys have done there?
Stick to our game. You know, we know when we're playing good, what we're doing. You know, if we play their game, they're a fast break team. We know that. We knew that before, and you know, they get a beat if they play like that. So, make some kind of pushback and play our game.
What'd you see on your goal? Obviously, it got you guys off the hop pretty early, and Mac made a great play. I mean, what just take us through that goal and just kind of make us see that. Just, you know, if you can think back to that.
Just a great pass by Mac. You know, I'm just trying to hit the puck, and it went in.
How weird was it seeing Granny and see something else?
It was weird, but it's, you know, it's a part of the game, and we know how it works, but it was weird for sure.
Well, prior to the game, we asked the coach about if this team is a real test for the San Jose Sharks, because this is a team that's really hard to play against. They're going to go deep in the playoffs. Well, that's sort of what happened. As coach said in a post-game interview, a team that's that good, they will make you pay on any mistake you make. And slowly the Sharks kind of fell into their trap and just couldn't put up enough resistance against the Stars tonight.
Ryan, just where did this game kind of go off the rails here?
Probably at the end of the first period.
How did it get off the rails? What did you guys change after such a good start? Well, not change, but what went wrong after you guys had such a good start?
Stop competing and puck play was a big issue, right? And they scored.
So, coach, in the start on the Sharks' first goal, Henry Thrun trapped the puck in the neutral zone, turned it around, and it went the other way in their net. But it seemed like a few minutes after that, every time they would cross through the neutral zone, there's no stoppage at all. They spent very little time in the neutral zone. It was in their zone, out, back in charge.
Yeah, that's what they do, right? They're really good in transition. They're a line rush team. They break out pucks. They're on the same page. Obviously, experience plays a huge factor into that. When you look at that team over there, they can win a Stanley Cup. They got some really good players, and they're missing some guys. So, they play like professional hockey players in the National Hockey League. They play winning hockey.
And then Henry Thrun was on their first two goals, and I think you bench him after that a little bit. What do you thought there?
Yeah, I just got to be ready from the start of the puck drop. You know, I think could have benched 14 guys, but obviously we can't. So, you know, I think it's a young defenseman that's understanding how to play with urgency in certain situations.
Well, a tough loss for the Sharks. Tonight, the San Jose Sharks led in hits 27-10 and giveaways 20-12, while the Stars led in shots 34-27, faceoffs 55% to 45%, block shots 19-14. Both teams were tied in takeaways at 2.
And now for the three stars of the game tonight. All three stars are from the Dallas Stars. The number one star tonight is Matt Duchene with 2 goals and 1 assist. Number two is Thomas Harley with 1 goal and 1 assist. And number three is Jamie Benn with 1 goal and 1 assist. Now the Sharks go on a 2-week holiday, and after that they start on the road. So first game back home at the SAP Center is on March 8th against the New York Islanders, and we will see you then. Thank you for watching, and for those of you who are listening to us on the Sharks Audio Network, thank you for listening.
Thanks for watching INDTV USA. Share your comments below, subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow us on Twitter and Facebook.